Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Doug Stevens is our new friend. He's the founder of the global advisory firm Retail Profit. His new book is called Resurrecting Retail. Doug, your website is Retail Profit with a PH, retailprofit.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Tell us what you guys do.
So we are a global consultancy to brands, retail organizations, trade associations, and we provide information and research on the future of retail and consumer behavior.
Well, that's my question to you. What is the future of retail? And I want you to focus on, if you will, bring it down to Main Street.
The
backbone of the backbone of any community are the retail small business owners, and they've been the fabric, and they're the coaches and the deacons and the elders, so to speak. What's your advice to them going forward?
Yeah, so I think a lot of this has to do with the way that we look at the retail industry in general. And if we go back 30 or 40 years, we have to understand that the consumer's principal problem was finding a product.
Right.
It was being able to locate the product or the brand that they needed in the market. And it's hard to remember now, but that was a more difficult task.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you dragged out the yellow pages and you look for a local retailer and you had no idea who they were, how good they were. And you had to, you know, jump in the car and travel around to find the things that you needed. That is no longer the case, obviously. The consumer's problem today is no longer trying to find a product or a brand that they want. That takes seconds.
Mm-hmm.
They can have anything they want shipped to their doorstep in a matter of days and even hours if Amazon gets its way. So we have to recognize that as retailers. We have to recognize that the game is no longer played by buying ads in the local newspaper and trying to drive people to your store to purchase a product. Every form of media now, every form of media, from the consumer's smartphone to TikTok to Instagram to their smart appliances, is now becoming a direct path to purchase for the things that people need. The question is, does that negate the value of a physical store? And the answer is no, it absolutely does not. But what it does do is it takes the reliance off physical stores for the distribution of products. And it means we have to start thinking about the store as being a form of media. And I would say to any small retailer that's listening to this program right now, your store and the experience that consumers have in your store is the most powerful form of media that you have access to, more powerful than any media you can go out on the open market and buy. But it means you have to start thinking about and running your store in a totally different way. If you think of your store as being an advertisement that runs 12 or 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that every consumer that comes in is not just there to pick up a product, but is there to get a brand impression, it's going to force you to see your store differently from a merchandising standpoint, from a staffing standpoint, and ultimately from a customer experience standpoint. So,
Doug,
in short, media has become the store. And your store has become a media channel. And the sooner small businesses awaken to that idea that, you know, every piece of media I put in the marketplace should be an opportunity for my customers to buy the product right there and then, and I'll ship it to them. And every time they come into my store, I'm going to treat them to a branded media experience with my brand.
And that's what
then
I call, what you're describing,
right,
Doug, is what I call the special sauce. Small businesses have always had special sauce. They haven't always capitalized on it. They haven't always thought of it as their brand. But what you just described is they're going to come to see you because they want that experience. They want to know you. You know them. It's all part of the special sauce, isn't it? That Amazon does not have, cannot have.
And frankly, Amazon just doesn't even want to go there. Amazon's not in the business of scaling relationships with individual customers in an intimate way. They are in the business of availing the largest selection of products on earth to as many consumers as possible with the highest level of convenience.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, if you just think about, you know, for any small business listening,
hey Doug,
what is it costing?
I'm afraid I have to wrap it up. Will you come back? We got a lot more to talk about.
You bet.
Doug Stephens, ladies and gentlemen. Good job today, Doug. Well, thank you for being here. Resurrecting Retail is the name of the book. RetailProfit.com is the website. Doug Stephens with a PH. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.